Your job when you own a business is to sell, is to get leads and bring in money. Because if you don't market, if you don't sell at the right prices, if you don't have your phone ringing off the hook, then you ain't gonna have a fucking project to build.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just wanna win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, what's going on, fighters? Today, I'm super excited to share some things with you from the Contractor Fight private Facebook group. From time to time, I'm going to pop in here and just go through a couple things that I thought were interesting, maybe some good advice or a question from time to time somebody asks that I feel would be a great question to ask or to answer here for you guys and all that other stuff. So whether you're watching this on YouTube or whatever, or you're on the podcast, you'll be able to follow along real simple here. So we posed a question that we've had so far. We've had over 120 something comments and answers to this, but I thought this was a really interesting question, especially because I know so many of our fight members here, you guys that watch us and tune into this, are in this situation where your business is a newer business. I know we got a lot of new business owners here. And so I want to take just a few minutes and go through what I thought was a cool thing here. So I had posed the question a while back. If you've been in business more than 5 years, please share the number one thing you wish you could do over from day one. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to read a few of these and I'm going to comment and share some of my thoughts and things like that. And hopefully you'll hear something today that even if you're not a brand new business at day one, but you know, you're still a younger business, or even if you're a business that's been in the game for a long time and you've just been getting your ass kicked and you're like, man, I wish I could start over. Well, take some of the things here that I'm going to share with you and apply them, because it's not too late. It's not too late to turn this shit around. All right. So right out of the gate, and I'm just going to first names here. Dave said, more capital. And I said, meaning you'd wait to start the business until you had X amount of money in the bank. And he said, yes, that would have been one thing that I would have done. We start a business not really understanding how freaking expensive it's going to be. And so that's where it's super important to make sure, I believe, like if you stay at your job as long as you can, as long as you possibly can, because every dollar you make from that other job you have while you're building your business on the side or whatever, it's going to buy you time. It's going to help you. It's going to help you start right. You'll have money to invest in a website. And instead of all the money coming in your business to you, having to go to you, it's going to be, you'll be able to invest it into the business. You'll be able to price your work properly and not from desperation, things like that. One of our sales coaches in the CSA, Tim, actually, he's a super highly skilled paid mechanic. And he is also a partner in a water feature business. And he is freaking crushing it because he sells without fear. Because he has his mechanic job and then he actually is like a total sales expert when it comes to selling his services in the pond world. So I thought that was good advice. Number of people here, like, I don't know, probably 20% of the people said a variation of this. I'll just read a few of them. Brad said, find a business coach that was a match for me. Mike said, I would have found a mentor. I value the 10,000 mistakes I made along the way, but cutting that in half would have been nice. Another number person says a business mentor. Oh my God, I could go through and keep reading business coach, business mentor, whatever. Guys, here's the deal. You don't know what you don't know. And if you can fast track this, if you could avoid some of the mistakes, if you could you know, have somebody in your corner that can see around the bend and know what's coming for you or potential things that are coming. It can save you not only a lot of stress and sleepless nights and all that other shit, but tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, because you got the money you spend on the mistakes, and then you got the money of the opportunity cost that you missed out on, okay? And that's huge. Finding a mentor, finding a coach, finding a group or a podcast like we have here or our YouTube channel. Guys, this counts, right? This counts. To some of you, I get messages from you like, thanks for being my mentor. That's great. I've never met you, but I'm blown away by the number of you that will text me or email me and say, hey man, I've been applying what you're saying in this, and I'm making more money, and I'm getting my time back, and all that other stuff. Guys, we all need a coach. We all need a mentor. Now, what's the difference between watching something like this, or a free mentor, or a free coach, or a free Facebook group like the Contractor Fight or whatever, and writing a check for it every month? What I've found is that the more skin that I have in the game around a certain topic, the more committed I am. All right. And so you can get all the help you need right here in this group or right here on this, on these videos and podcasts and things like that. And you can be successful. But if you want to be successful faster, then write a check to somebody. All right. Because you will be more invested. Make sure they're expensive, because the more expensive somebody is, the more you take it seriously and you actually implement the shit that they're coaching you to do. I've hired cheap coaches way back in the day, and I've hired really expensive coaches, and that's what I do now. And I'll tell you what, I get a lot more done, and I get faster results, and I make more money, and the ROI is mind-blowing when I actually hire somebody that makes me kind of pee my pants a little when I write the check every month. All right, so there you go. All right, what else we got here? JD says, learn to pre-qualify leads. Great advice. Rick says, focus on sales and marketing and delegate everything else by charging enough to make a meager living while I scale. About 6 years into this, and I'm just starting this, is what he shared. That's huge. Holy crap. Good one, Rick. Focus on sales and marketing. Your job, and I've said this before, your job when you own a business is to sell. It's to market. It's to get leads and bring in money. Your number one job is not producing the project. Because if you don't market, if you don't sell at the right prices, if you don't have your phone ringing off the hook, then you ain't gonna have a fucking project to build. So that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that I see young business owners make, and quite honestly, even experienced business owners make, is they don't step on the gas hard enough when it comes to marketing and sales. In fact, if I could go back, see, I was never one of these guys that was considered myself a great painter when I started my painting business. I knew how to paint, grew up in the trade, uncle, grandfather, all that stuff. But I, quite frankly, don't enjoy it a whole lot, but I just did it. I wanted to start a business. And so I knew early on that I needed to get out of the field. My problem was, is I kept flirting with the field. I'd kept jumping back. You know, if we were on a deadline, or if I was low on cash or whatever it was, I would jump back in the field, put the whites back on, and think that that was going to be the problem or the solution to my problem. And it never was. I wish I would have just said, you know what? I already got good guys in the field. I wish I was listening to this video is basically what I'm saying to you. Sell your asses off. Sell, 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 sell. It is much easier to build a business. It's a much less stressful life when you've sold more than you can produce. Okay. Cause you could at least double your prices with all the new leads that come in and just get a bunch of no's and still have enough guys to do the work. Okay. let's see. Mike says, well, look at this. Mike says, I wish I would have not done any of the work, or at least very little of it, from day one. Randy, have a better business plan with more thought put into it. Daniel, this is a good one, man. He's about playing defense here. He says, I would have gotten a great attorney, accountant, and an insurance agent who were highly competent and had a heart of a teacher. That's a great answer. so many of you that are listening to this don't have QuickBooks, or if you have QuickBooks, you're fucking it up because you have no idea what you're doing, or you said to your wife or your significant other, hey, you should do my books and I'll pay you. And then what happens is she fucks them up because she's not a bookkeeper. She's not a professional at this. And I don't mean to demean your significant other, but 9 out of 10 times when somebody's significant other is doing the books of their business, the books blow balls, okay? And then they end up spending a shitload of money hiring like somebody like Gina, my bookkeeper, to go in there and fix the shit that had you just hired somebody like Gina from day one, it wouldn't be all fucked up, okay? I also see people that don't have an attorney, and you think, oh my God, I can't afford an attorney. Hell yeah, you can, because if your contracts aren't dialed in and all that other stuff, you're screwed. And guys, insurance is big. Don't flirt with this. You're working so hard to build your business. You're working so hard to make a name for yourself. It can all go away in a second if you don't have the right defense playing people on your team here. Okay. That said, an accountant, I think it's a bookkeeper. I think it's an accountant, which are separate. And I think it's having a great insurance agent that will sit down and teach you and walk with you and coach you, and having a great attorney. Let's see what else we got. Christian says, I would write down everything I did, times it took to do things, processes, failures, things like that. I wish I kept better track of things, like a business diary. I think that was a really good one, because sometimes we forget how long things take. I remember when I first got out of the field, I'd tell my guys, I could paint this house in a day and a half. I used to do this all the time. Okay, not really, Tom. You didn't do that all the time. You're bullshitting yourself. Okay, we always think we were better back in the day as the owner, and our guys are never as good or as fast as us. And I know some of you right now are going, well, Tom, I am the best, and I am this, and my guys suck, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. Can't help you. Mike says, I wish I put the same effort into learning business as I did my trade. Ooh, that's a good one. Think of all the hours you learned learning how to hang crown molding or fix a toilet or paint something or excavate or whatever the hell you do. Design stuff, right? Think of all the time, the money, the effort you put into that. What if you put half of that or a quarter of that into developing yourself as a business person? My guess is you'd have a couple more zeros on your income right now. Roy says, keep overhead low. We talk about it here all the time. Carry a light pack. You don't want to climb the big ass mountain with 200 pounds. You want to climb it with 20 pounds or 50 pounds or even 100. So be super picky about the overhead that you add to your business. And to be clear, overhead is the shit that has to be paid in the business, even if you don't have any projects going on. So like, you need to bring money home for your own salary. That's overhead. If you own a business, if you have an office person, that's overhead. Okay. Overhead is anything that has nothing to do with the field that still has to be paid. It's your internet hosting. It's your SEO and marketing. It's the rent for the shop. Micah says, specialize from the start. That's great advice. That is great advice. A lot of us try to be all things to everybody, right? I'll tell you what, if you're a painter, specialize in, hey, we do interior paint jobs for left-handed midgets, okay? I'll tell you what, you're going to be a big fish in a very small, no pun intended, pond. I don't know where that just came from. Or be the experts in outdoor kitchens instead of being like, we're a big full-service landscaper. Now, listen, guys. Some of you are going, well, my phone rings with this other shit. How do I specialize? How do I say no to all that? You don't necessarily have to say no. What I tell people is specialize in the sense that the things that you market, like spend your time and money marketing the thing, the one thing that you really want to be the expert in. All that other shit's going to come in, right? So if I just said, hey, I'm an interior painting company. We're the interior painting company. That sends a message to the market that we are specialists in this. You're inevitably going to have your phone ring with other people that say, hey, do you guys do decks? Do you do exteriors? Do you do this? And now you could charge them whatever the hell you want to charge them because it's outside of your normal thing. You can take the job, you can not take the job or whatever, all right? But you are still niching, right? There's the old saying that the riches are in the niches. So consider specializing. And I know there's arguments, you know, those of you that are general contractors, okay, well, we do everything, right? We build this building and we have all the trades in there and all this other stuff. So if you're going to specialize as like a GC, we are the GC that you want to hire if you want to build a marijuana grow house, okay? Or if you want to build a car dealership or whatever. Guys, specialize in something, be the expert, and it'll be much easier to create a marketing plan and all that other stuff. That was good stuff from Micah. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use, so you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. Sean says he had four things. And I'll just do a few more here, guys. I'm not going to go through all 100 and something. Pay quarterly taxes, number one. Number two, not be afraid of work comp rates. Number three, bid jobs higher. Number four, don't take any job. Enough said. All right, let's scroll down a bit. Blah, blah, blah. Charge higher prices. What do we got here? Cash, his name's Cash, says, I would have taken it more seriously and had more ambition to grow. I thought things would just fit into place. Wrong. You have to work hard and be proactive and always focus towards a goal. Nothing can be left to cruise control. Ooh, that's good, because a lot of you are waiting for shit to happen, and it ain't going to happen. You're going to be waiting a long, long time. Let's see. A couple more here. Dan says hire a coach. We already talked about that. Jay says, neglecting my family and thinking making money is more important. I'd raise my prices, take on profitable work. I don't have to take every job that comes along. Sorry, you said one thing, I got carried along. So here's a guy that looks back and he says, you know, I took on all this unprofitable work at low prices, and in turn, I neglected my family because I was busier than I needed to be. I know exactly what he's saying here. I was busier than I needed to be because I wasn't working with the right clients that were paying me the profit that I needed to make. So in turn, I steal time from my family. I steal money from my family. I neglect them, and I got dick to show for it, right? Ask me how I know. David says, keep better records of profit and loss. Job cost, baby. Every time you finish a job, you should be sitting down. I don't care if it's with a chisel and a stone tablet. You should be job costing or a spreadsheet or whatever. It doesn't matter. What did we spend? How many man hours were on the job? What did we spend in labor and work comp and taxes, all the burden that goes with that? What permits do we spend money on? What checks did we write that we had to write to produce the job? Okay, this is job costing, what materials and all this other stuff. And then you subtract that from the sale price, and what you got left is your gross profit. And if it isn't at least half of what you sold the job for, you're in trouble. Okay. Chris says quality over quantity when it comes to clients. We've touched on that. And let's see here. I'm going to scroll way down. Way down. What do we got? Vail, who's actually one of our Contractor Sales Academy members. He's in Hawaii. Fucking winner. Don't race other contractors to be the cheapest. Know your worth and charge for it. And I'll end with that one. Guys, listen. There's so much wisdom in the Contractor Fight Facebook group. It's a free group. All right, so just go to Facebook or hit the link in the show notes here, and it'll take you there. It's a private group. The cover charge is that you need to own your crap within 24 hours. All right? What in your character is sabotaging you, your life, your business? And own it. Get it out into the light. All right? That's the one common thing that we all have in this group is we've owned our crap. You can't stay if you don't own your crap. Other than that, the group is free. Come in. Don't be a D-bag. It's not like the other Facebook groups are out there where everyone's going, look how big my balls are, and I'm really cool, and you're all a bunch of fucking losers. This is a group that supports each other. You can tell from the comments. This was just, I don't know, what did I read a dozen of these maybe? So I have 10 times more than that in this one thread, all right, that's been going on for several months. So, guys, head over to the Contractor Fight Facebook group and share what's on your mind with the group, because I guarantee you there's somebody in there that is going through what you're going through, or maybe they're a half a lap ahead of you and they can help you be more successful. And in turn, you can help somebody else be more successful. And I believe that's what makes this community so special, is that we got high caliber, shit owning, crap owning, good people in this group that genuinely look in the mirror and they want to get better themselves and they want to help other people succeed as well. All right. So appreciate you guys watching here today. Make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you share this with somebody who needs to hear it. And I will talk to you guys next time on the Contractor Fight. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of the Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.